It's the Brushback on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and K. Hirsch, David Jenkins, Kyle Hirschelman alongside. It is a wonderful Monday afternoon if you were listening on Monday afternoon.
It could be a wonderful Monday afternoon. Could even be a wonderful. If you're not,
yeah. So. Could be a wonderful Tuesday afternoon if you're listening on Tuesday afternoon, unless your Tuesday's going poorly.
Exactly.
For that, I'm sorry.
We'll see what we can do to help that out.
Yeah, this is true. Week, what was it, six?
Yep.
We threw 6 weeks of high school football.
6 weeks of high school football.
So some teams have officially clinched a playoff berth. We know that much. Carlinville being one of those. They are 6-0. That's it in the South Central Conference. There's no other unbeatens left. So other teams are eligible in the South Central Conference. Greenville, for example, they're 5-1. Pena is 5-1 as well. I believe Vandalia 5-1.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
And those would be the only postseason eligible teams through 6 weeks. Of course, still early, technically, even though it's 2/3 of the season completed. Kyle, you had a heck of a ball game on Friday evening. You were at Gillespie to see the Purple Panthers and the Miners.
Yeah, it turned out good.
Yeah.
A lot of scoring.
Kind of to be expected. Both those teams ranked towards the bottom of the conference in defense.
Yeah, Gillespie scored, did a good job running the ball late. They were down 32-20.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And
20-6 and then 32-20.
Yeah, and 32-20 late and scored with about 5 minutes left. Dominic Myokbek.
Micah Pett, I think is what Micah it is.
Micah Pett, yeah, whatever it is. I'm Ryder.
We were told once, and I don't remember what it was, yeah.
He had almost 70 yards on 14 carries in the second half. Really did a good job marching the ball down the field. They benefited from some mistakes on the Litchfield end, too. Miners played really well. Litchfield had a chance to go back ahead with about 15 seconds left. Had a fourth and seven from about their 15 or so, and tried to get it into the end zone and just weren't able to.
From their own 15 or from Gillespie's 15?
Gillespie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was only.
That's a long field.
No, it was 15 yards out. Okay. So. I mean, like I said, I can't exactly remember, but it was a short field. So, but like I said, with about 15 seconds left, whatever side you're on, Litchfield side thought it was pass interference. Gillespie side didn't. Regardless, they had them double teamed, one front, one back. So they made a nice play on the ball.
Those late game plays, you can't rely on the officials to make the call. It sounds bad the way I just put it. You have to make the play, in other words.
Gillespie did a really good job defending it. I didn't think it was pass interference, but I also don't really argue that much with the refs. They make mistakes. Yeah. But you can't really change it unless they change it on the field. So, regardless, like I said, Litchfield did all right. They had some high points, some low points. DeAndre Holloway had a really nice game, 9 carries for 127 yards. So, Gillespie really didn't have anybody that can touch him once he broke free. But hopefully he's okay. He went down with a pretty bad ankle injury, or knee. Late in the game, ended up having to take him off on one of the carts the game. So
they don't have the numbers really to handle that many injuries either.
No, and Cam Morris is out too.
Right.
So he got hurt in the Greenville game. So I don't know how long he's out, but he's in a boot.
He was on crutches at homecoming the day after the Greenville game. So
yeah,
I don't
still
know.
On crutches on Friday. I don't know. Yeah, kind of walking wounded at this point in the season. You know, just a lot of whenever you play this many minutes, that's a lot of injuries. But
this,
you know, good win for Gillespie, getting their second win on homecoming. So
they're a young team too. Gillespie is, so they'll be. Their record's 2-4 this year, so not great. But I mean, they'll be primed for the next year, the year after that.
Yeah, they have a tight end named Devin Strove that had a pretty nice game for them too.
I am best friends with his uncle. Yeah, well, I was best man at his wedding.
So, but yeah, he did a good job on Friday night as well.
He's like 6'6" and may not be done growing.
Yeah, that ought to help him. So, yeah. But yeah, he had a pretty nice game. Joey Carter, their quarterback, had a found him a couple times. And Carter also runs fairly well, so he can kind of get out and scramble a little bit. But yeah. You know, for Litchfield, you just got to kind of look for the next week. They have Roxana this week, followed by Pena and Hillsboro at home. Both those games are at home, so. Yeah. That'll be an adventure.
What they'll be looking to do is come out healthy these last 3 weeks of the season. So, yeah. Other scores in the South Central Conference, we mentioned Carlinville 6-0. They defeated Southwestern 35-0. I'm assuming these scores are correct. I mean, sometimes the IHSA has the scores wrong, so
that's possible.
We're going to say the score was 35-0. We mentioned Gillespie beat Litchfield. Greenville defeated Roxana 32-8, so they've won 5 in a row after losing their opening game of the season. Hillsboro suffered a tough loss at home against Pena. That score was 48-34, and
they were up for a pretty good portion of the game, and
yeah,
and or at least the first half, and then you know, a couple really weird plays, from what I understand. They scored late in the second quarter and would have been 20-6, I believe. And Pena returned the kickoff, so 65 yards. So
that happens. Pena's 48 is the most that Hillsboro defense has allowed all season. Previous high was 26 against Vandalia in week 2. So maybe an off night for the Hillsboro defense. However, that Pena offense is explosive.
Well, and also though, you know, okay. I mean, you're absolutely right. Pena's offense is explosive. But of those touchdowns, like I said, one was on a kickoff return. They had another that was a fumble recovery.
Yeah.
Which in reality, the guy just took it away from the Hillsboro player. So, wow. 43-yard Jacob Beeson run in the fourth quarter, 1-yard Jack Clark run. Ian Harbert had a 5-yard run. Bryce Edmiston, 65-yard kickoff return. You know, so there's, like I said, there's a lot of variety in there. So, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, offensively, you know, Beeson threw for 146 yards, 10 of 15 passing, you know, and ran for 136 yards, yeah. With Clark running for 41.
Good to see him back in the, obviously he played last week too, but.
Yeah, it seems like he's in back to form, yeah. Hopefully, so.
Elsewhere in the South Central, Staunton lost to Vandalia 76-29. So the Vandals, their offense put up quite the showing in that game. Staunton falls to 2-4 on the season. They have to win out in order to be postseason eligible, and they've got Gillespie, Carlinville, and Roxana. And then Vandalia, they are 5-1, so they're, as we said, they're postseason eligible. They've got Carlinville this week, probably the South Central. Actually, I can't say they're necessarily the South Central Conference game of the week because they play Carlinville. That's a great game. But Hillsboro plays Greenville. So a couple of really good matchups in South Central Conference this week.
Yeah, I would say that Vandalia-Carlinville game's one to circle. I'm not sure who Carlinville has left besides Staunton and Vandalia.
They've got Greenville in week 9.
Yeah, so that ought to be a good one too. But so they'll have a couple challenges to see if they can continue and go undefeated on the season. But you know, I think they're a very good ball team. I think Vandalia is a very good ball team. So
Vandalia 5-1. They also haven't played Pena yet either. They end the season with Pena. So
yeah, there's you know, like I said, there's a lot of parity, it seems like, this year.
And the conference title is still very much alive for those teams at the top.
Yeah, you got to do some work to do it. I still think Carlinville's got to be the odds-on favorite for that. But for the most part, I would say.
I would agree.
Still a little up in the air. So
this is true, but I mean, you look at a team like Greenville, who lost their first game of the season, and they're very much alive with the conference title. What with they still have Hillsborough this week, and then Carlinville in week 9. So Greenville, who started the season 0-1, could wind up being the conference champions.
They could be the conference champions, or they can lose their next three.
You never know. They could.
It's fun to see. You know, hopefully a lot of those teams make good playoff runs and do well. It's hard to tell how to gauge them. I mean, it's a little difficult to. You can kind of see how they do against their own. Against other SEC teams, but
yeah,
it's hard to once they get out there and face teams like Williamsville and Auburn and some of those, it's a little more difficult.
This is true. In the Prairie State Conference, Nokomis lost a tough one to South Fork over the weekend, 20-8. That was a tough matchup. South Fork's a good team, so
yeah. Also, they lost Ben Marley probably for the rest of the year.
Ooh, what happened?
Broken collarbone.
Ooh.
So that's a big loss too.
Great career.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know for sure if he's gone for the full year, but you would think with a broken collarbone, he's probably out for a while.
That's gonna be tough for them, because up next they have South Mac, who is 4-2 and fighting for their playoff lives, as is Nokomis. Nokomis is 3-3, so Nokomis has to win out in order to guarantee themselves a spot. I don't know how they're if Nokomis were to finish 5-4, I don't know how that would look on their playoff points.
I would venture to guess probably not great.
Probably not.
But you know, they've had a nice season so far. 3 wins is solid in your first 6 games. So,
yeah.
They've found a really good tool in Adam Lyons as a running back there. And their defense has still been really, really pretty good. With Marley and Braden Sobel.
Yeah.
Are the two that kind of come to mind the most.
Yeah. Their next two opponents, we mentioned South Mac this week, and then East Alton Wood River the week after, who's also 4-2. So a tough 2-game stretch here coming up, and then they end the season with Pawnee, who still has not won a game this year. South Mac, they beat DuPo 59-6. They're 4-2, very much alive in the postseason race again. They play Nokomis, and then they end the season with Alton Marquette and East Alton Wood River. So
that's a tough road for them.
So the win at Nokomis, very much important for South Mac. And then you hope they can do well against Marquette and East Alton Wood River. So we'll see.
Yeah, it should be interesting. So. Yeah.
In the Sangamo Conference, North Mac, after starting the season 3-0, they are 3-3, and they lost their quarterback, Jake Malink. I don't know what kind of injury it was. Head coach Dan Carlson didn't say on Sports Saturday, but it sounded like it was pretty serious. He was released from the hospital. I think he was doing okay as of the weekend, but yeah. They started 3-0. They are 3-3 after losing to Pleasant Plains, who's a good team. They've still got Athens and Moroa Forsyth on their schedule, so their playoff hopes took a shot losing to Pleasant Plains. So yeah, other sports in the immediate listening area. I know Lincoln Woods golf team finished with a pair of runner-ups, I believe.
Yeah, their boys team is 36-7 on the season.
Good record.
So they've done pretty well. The girls team's over 20 wins. Also, they will be playing. Boys will be playing. All of the Montgomery County teams will be playing in the Windsor. Fox Prairie Regional tomorrow. The girls will be playing at Lincoln Greens and up in Springfield. So, like I said, Lincolnwood's solid. They're not really senior heavy. They have a handful of juniors and sophomores. So they've been playing pretty well. So I don't know that they're in contention. I mean, I think they'll have a hard time getting out of sectionals if they can make it out of regionals too. So they'll have some hard tests because of their losses. You know, they've lost to Hillsborough and they've lost to Litchfield, and both those teams are in their regional. So
that's gonna be tough. Yeah,
along with some others.
Yeah, last week their two runners up finishes. That one was at Porta.
Yeah,
the other was Auburn.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Porta, you know, is pretty solid.
Well, both bigger tournaments, both bigger schools than they are. those hosts were.
Yeah, they actually beat Auburn. Okay. Yeah, they had lost to North Mac on that. It was a close, pretty close match for them. Then they finished first at a home meet on Thursday. It was their final home meet of the season. So, yeah. But like I said, they have a chance to get a few individuals out if they don't make it as a whole team. There's a lot of parity on that team. There's not a whole lot of difference between the first and the six players. They kind of go from
interchangeable.
Yeah, kind of go from the low 40s to the high 40s. So solid. They'll have a chance to be even better next year.
Sure, sure. Cross country, Litchfield hosted their one and only home meet, I believe, last week.
Mm-hmm.
You were there?
Yep, I was there. So they bring in Staunton and Marquette to run kind of in the Lake Lulu-Yeager area. So they do a good job of just, you know, it's just kind of an opportunity to have senior night and for them. And they have six seniors on the team this year. A few of them are our first-year seniors, but still good additions to the team. Ryan Pogampole has ran really well for them. This will be the last year for the Lincolnwood co-op, so I'm not sure where the other Lincolnwood athlete, Tucker Lemon, if he'll run independently or if he'll participate in a different sport or just give it up entirely. So,
sure.
The nice thing about running is you can always run. So
this is true.
It's not bad, but yeah, they'll will be at East Dalton Wood River. They picked up Litchfield picked up a big win. The boys' side did on Saturday at the Southwestern Invitational too. So that race is kind of different. They break it down to they have each runners designated in a slot, like number one runners, number two runners, number three, four, five, and then they. Like where you finish in comparison to the other guys in your class, that's how many points you get. So it's kind of a neat tournament.
Right.
But Litchfield girls finished second, have Madison Throne and Caroline Corton.
There's always a Corton on that cross country team.
Yeah, and there's another one coming up in the junior high ranks too. So
the boy, isn't it?
Camden, yeah. So yeah, they're a running family. So
what is it Alexandria, Victoria,
and Caroline?
Caroline, yep. And then Camden.
Yep. Yeah, Alexandria is
not in that order.
Alexandria is currently at UIS, along with another Litchfield product, Lexi Throne.
Yeah.
Both doing really well for the Litchfield or for the UIS cross country team.
Victoria
so.
Was at Eastern. She may have graduated by
she
now.
She did, I believe. If she's not a doctor, I believe that's what she was going into. So, or medicine of some sort.
Probably still be in med school, I would think.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what she's into. I know she was going into something in the medical profession. So, but I've seen her around at some of her family's meets or her sister's meets. So, like I said, a good legacy family.
Family's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really good resting heart rates.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, like I said, cross country, the South Central Conference meet will be coming up before too long. That's always held at Schneider Park in Brighton. Really nice venue, really nice event. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. Volleyball, Hillsborough finished second at Morrisonville. They lost to Lincolnwood. Who were the champs? Is that right?
Nope.
No.
They lost to Lincolnwood and in pool play.
Okay.
There was a three-way tie in pool play for...
So did I have that completely wrong then?
Or? Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay.
No, they did finish second. They lost to Lincolnwood in pool play. Lincolnwood lost to Edinburgh in pool play, and Edinburgh lost to Hillsborough. So there was a three-way tie. Lincolnwood lost in two sets. The... other matches, the losses were in three sets. So Lincolnwood went down to the fifth place match, beat Mount Olive, finished fifth with a 4-1 record, which is bittersweet, to say the least. But a good outing for them. Hillsborough girls finished second to Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill ended up winning that tournament. I'm not sure if they had a loss or not. All of the teams that I cover were on the gray pool. Bunker Hill was in the red pool, but Hillsborough ended up finished second. Sammy Moore was the MVP of that tournament. Matty Mazzara from Hillsboro also made the all-tournament team, as well as Hayden Glick and Carly Brunchen from Lincolnwood. Right. So,
and when do their regionals start? It's got to be soon, right?
No, not really. They're one of the last ones to go, I believe. Usually, volleyball is like one of the last things of the fall sports. They're kind of last men standing. So to speak. I mean, relatively soon, but I don't know exactly when. So, but it'll be before too long.
Yeah. Postseasons in general will be what you said. Golf regionals are starting this week, I guess. Playoffs will be here soon for football. Cross country, I don't know how that works. Regionals will be here soon, I imagine. Their seasons aren't that long anyway, yeah. I don't think. So.
Soccer regional starts this week as well.
That's right. I forgot about soccer.
Friday, Saturday.
Didn't talk about soccer at all.
Yeah. Hillsboro clinched the conference title with a win over Carlinville, I believe, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So they are currently 8-0. They will finish out their South Central Conference season today. Against Litchfield. Litchfield, you know, is really a kind of a pleasant story. I mean, they still have three conference games left with Hillsboro, at Greenville, and at Roxana. Three tough games.
Are those all in like a short span of time?
Yeah. Yeah. It's today, tomorrow, and on Thursday.
Okay.
They've won four of their six conference games so far, which, you know, they... Right now, they're only playing with 10 players due to injuries and that. So it's been a tough road for them. But they arguably have one of the best players in the conference in Keating Monroe. I think they built on that. They have six wins total. That's equal to about the number they had last year. Which is pretty impressive considering the lack of experience that they have. They only have a handful of players that have varsity experience.
Yeah.
Monroe and defender Austin Marburger being two of them. But what they've been able to accomplish this year is pretty impressive.
It's been a pretty good program. Obviously, the last few years it's been down for them, but historically Litchfield boys soccer has been pretty good. Girls soccer too, but...
Yeah.
Boys soccer as well.
Yeah, they've been solid. And as have Hillsboro, who, like I said, barring just a major meltdown, they'll probably finish the conference undefeated. They've haven't lost in 15 games since like the Carlinville tournament.
Yeah.
They picked up a tie against Breeze Mater Dei, who's usually pretty tough. They've only given up five goals in South Central Conference total.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so looks like they've outscored 12, 22, 28, 36, 42, 42 to 5 so far.
They've got a tough subsectional pairing, don't they? A regional pairing?
Regional pairing. They're the top seed in their regional at Altamont. They will probably have to play Effingham St. Anthony. In the regional championship game if the seeds hold up, which will be a tough game, but they only lost 1-0 to St. Anthony. That is one of their few losses this year. So played well against them. They have the opportunity to play even better, hopefully.
Yeah.
Who knows? So.
Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but some of those regional pairings. Macon Meridian is going to be at Litchfield on Friday. So not only do they have three conference games this week, they've got a regional game on Friday.
Yeah, so this third year in a row, Litchfield has played Macon Meridian in the regional. So.
Well, they're well familiar with them then.
Yep.
Vandalia at Sacred Heart Griffin, that's the other one, and that's all going on in the Lincolnwood regional. Winner of Litchfield and Meridian gets Newton on next Tuesday. The winner of Vandalia and SHG gets Lincolnwood next Tuesday at 7.
Yeah, both those games are in Raymond.
Yeah.
Newton's the top seed in the, not only the regional, but in the subsectional. So should be a good week of soccer. So
winner of that one will be playing the Altamont regional winner. Is that how that works? I don't remember. No. I've got this way off. I did this last week.
They split the Carnival and Plains Regionals.
Maybe the brackets are
also in there. I believe like Beardstown, Pleasant Plains, Williamsville, some of those teams are in those some of those regionals. So,
here we go.
But yeah,
Hillsboro, who is in the Altamont Regional, should they win their regional, they will play the winner of the Carlinville Regional. Yeah, so Beardstown, Lutheran, Carlinville, Staunton, Gillespie, and then Lincolnwood, Newton, Litchfield would play the winner of the Pleasant Plains Regional. So yeah, Riverton, Plains, North Mac, top seeds in that one.
A lot of good teams over there. North Mac's got some solid wins over Hillsboro in the first game of the season.
It's going to be a tough match against Pleasant Plains, though.
Yeah, Plains is a very good team. So, like I said, there's should be wide open. Should be fun. I think Newton is one of those teams that, especially teams around this area, they don't really see a lot of. They kind of get thrown in.
Well, I get the short end of the stick having to travel over here.
Yeah.
that's a drive.
Yeah, but I think they're kind of surrounded by some bigger
bigger
schools. So,
they are.
There's not really a place to put them, so they end up since they're the number one seed,
since
Lincolnwood was ended up being the fourth seed, they have to play at Raymond. The IHSA has been liking to put the one and the four seeds together.
Yeah.
So that means that they're headed to Raymond.
This is true. There are some other small schools in that area, but they don't have soccer. There's a Flora. I don't know if Flora has soccor.
Flora might, but
Clay City doesn't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. So like I said, just statistically, they have to go somewhere. So.
Yeah. It is what it is. Some years you'll have a good good IHSA geography. Some years you don't.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you can host a regional.
Yeah. So. Put in for it.
Yeah. So.
Some schools get a regional every year in sports, and some never get one.
Well, some never apply.
This is true.
So.
This is true.
You know.
Hey, Major League Baseball's done with the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't quite the finish we'd hoped for, but were you at the game on Sunday or Saturday?
I was at the game on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, so we took the girls down there, had a really nice time.
Saw a win.
Yep,
saw a win. Last one of the year.
Yeah, so we had a good time. It was Charlie's first baseball game, so we had a good time. So,
yep. Did you stay for the entire comeback?
Pretty much, yeah. We were standing up. We were and had seats in the Red Bird Club, and we were not in our seats, but we were right behind her where we were sitting. So
yeah.
We got to watch everything go down. And
good deal.
Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome. Yeah,
we had a nice time.
Saw a glimpse into the future, perhaps, with their roster.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching a Triple A game.
Well, I bet.
For
the Brewers were actually playing for something still at that time because they were still alive, but
hey,
that loss eliminated it.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to be alive for long.
No, probably not. And then Sunday is really when you would have seen the minor league game because nobody had anything to play for.
You know, ultimately, a bad day at the ballpark is better than a good day at pretty much anywhere else. So
this is true.
No, we had a really nice time and. Like I said, it was a good experience for Charlie, and she seemed to enjoy it, flirting with the little boy behind us. So
that'll happen.
Oh, always a good time. So
see, we went to a Cardinals game earlier this year. It was Silas's first game, Lincoln's second game. I sprung for some expensive seats since it was the only game we went to this year. I sat basically right on the field down the third mm-hmm. baseline, and Lincoln made friends with this older woman who was like two seats away from us. So he wouldn't sit next to us, but he sat next to her. And it was like there was a chair open right next to me, but then there was another chair right next to her, and he sat there the entire time. So
that's probably a good idea. Yeah.
We had to leave early because A, the game started to get out of hand, and B, Lincoln wasn't doing well paying attention.
Yeah.
So
well, we left. You'll have that at times. Yeah. So
yeah, that's how it was.
Yep.
Were there any other high school sports we didn't cover? I think we just about kicked all of it.
I think we hit pretty much everything that at least I know of. So South Central Conference tennis tournament will be going on this weekend in Greenville.
We haven't talked about that at all this year, pretty much.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm a little spotty on getting results. And not a lot of teams have it. Roxana, Vandalia, right. Hillsboro, Marquette, Greenville. East Alton Wood River.
Hillsboro is the only one of those schools that we cover, mm-hmm. that WSMI covers. So I mean that would be why. Any standouts, like any prodigies?
No, I wouldn't say prodigy. There's some really good players, but
okay.
But Hillsboro's about 500.
It's boys tennis, isn't it?
Nope.
Girls tennis, because boys is in the spring.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I get those mixed up.
Boys and girls are sometimes hard to tell apart.
Aren't they? That's not an indictment on anyone. I just don't know when tennis season happens for either one. I know boys soccer's in the fall, girls soccer's in the spring. Tennis, I don't know.
It's vice versa.
Yeah. I'll forget it next week when we talk about it, I'm sure. we'll talk about it again some other time. That's going to do it for this edition of The Brushback here on WSMIRadio.com. I about forgot what the program was called. That would have been good. You can follow me on Twitter at DJenkinsWSMI. Follow Kyle on Twitter at JNSports. Read him in the Journal News. You can follow us collectively on Twitter at at BrushbackWSMI. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us online. Do stalk us. Follow me on the street. Follow Kyle on the street.
Me on the street.
Stopping at the Journal News.
I'm always around, so.
Yeah. And?
Just don't talk to me or make eye contact.
Get a hold of him with any Chamber of Commerce business, too.
Yeah, I'm all over that, too.
I saw you had a pie in the face last week.
I did. It was fun.
Good deal. Be having a lot more of that in the future, I'm sure, if you make some people angry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm okay with that.
Tune in next Monday afternoon and next week. Until then, so long.